Hi, it's Dave. I've got an interview with the CEO of Lemonade Insurance coming up in a couple days, and I wanted to share my thought process of what kind of questions I'm going to ask and why. And it all boils down to if Lemonade has what it takes to disrupt the insurance industry. All right, if you're new to my channel, welcome. My channel is a stream of consciousness of my real-time thoughts, and they're going to change over time as I get more information. But I like to share as I come up with these thoughts because I think it gives an insight or kind of a glimpse into how I'm thinking. Regarding insurance, I think it's an extremely difficult industry to disrupt. In fact, I think huge industries are often very difficult because there are so many companies, there's a lot of resources, and these companies have a lot of experience and built up brand. Oftentimes, thousands of companies will try to disrupt these huge industries, and almost all will fail to dominate. And I think that at this core, a lot of new companies, they underestimate what it takes to take out these incumbents. These incumbents have a lot of natural advantages. They've built up over the years a lot of brand and trust. They have large networks, they have a wide range of products, and they have a lot of capital at their disposal. The newcomer has a huge disadvantage, and that is largely being unknown, meaning that people just don't care about a new company, right? The new company and its products are largely irrelevant because people just don't care and don't want to even know about the new company. It's a very challenging problem for a new company to get noticed. And at the core of this problem, the new company needs to offer a substantially better product or service than the incumbents. Now, the challenge is that these new companies cannot just offer a marginally better product usually, because marginally better is not good enough. It just doesn't stand out. People just don't care about it, and they're going to stick usually with what's comfortable. And for most people, there's something uncomfortable and risky with going with a smaller and a newer company, especially in the field of insurance, where you want your insurance company to be around when you have some problems. So the question is, how can a new company create a substantially better insurance product than all of the established, right, insurance companies out there? Usually, I think it comes down to a couple things. First, cost, and second, performance. If a new company gives a lower cost product, but gives similar, let's say, features and performance as other companies or established companies, they likely aren't going to win because they have a lot of other disadvantages as a new company. Also, take the flip side. A new company can have better features or performance at the same price, but also that usually won't be enough. Oftentimes, a new company needs to offer something better overall and cheaper. In other words, the offering needs to be substantially better in almost all regards than the incumbents in order for a new company really to take a dominant position in a new market. Now, the new company doesn't necessarily have to start at the cheapest markets. They can start at a high-end market, but offer something for better and cheaper. For example, take Tesla and the Roadster. It was an expensive car, but it was actually cheaper than a lot of other supercars with the same performance specs. So when we look at disrupting insurance, it's a tough standard. How does a new company radically lower price while also improving performance or coverage or the features of their insurance policies? Let's look at first the three ways in which I think Lemonade is lowering costs. First, they have a focus on hyper efficiency. Now, their headcount in their company is absurdly low, and they have an immense amount of focus and dedication to bring down, right, costs and inefficiencies. In fact, I kind of look at their company as they're kind of hyper-focused on this. They really hate inefficiency, right? And they want to rid it out of their system and their products and their services completely. Lemonade doesn't have like insurance brokers. Rather, they go through direct sales, meaning they have their own app and people sign up for insurance directly. So they save on those costs. Lemonade Insurance also has this fast claim process where many of their claims are automated and are approved right on the spot. Also, Lemonade's sign-up process is one of the best in the business. In just a few minutes, you can sign up for renter's insurance, pet insurance, or even homeowner's insurance. And now in the next 90 days, Lemonade is planning to get into the life insurance business as well. Now, the second way that I think Lemonade is trying to lower costs is through underwriting. By assessing risk more accurately, Lemonade can charge a lower premium for those who are low risk and a higher premium for those who are higher risk. And Lemonade claims to use a lot of data and AI. But the question I have is, what kind of data and AI do they really have? And is that a significant advantage? And is it a sustainable advantage over time? All right, the third area that I think Lemonade is lowering costs and becoming more efficient in is in the area of marketing. Lemonade has a clear return on investment in marketing, meaning They're able to track the number of dollars they spend to acquire a customer, and they also are able to track how long it takes to make that money back. In a recent interview I heard from the CEO, and this is just my recollection, I believe he said that it takes about 2 years for Lemonade to make that money back in terms of the cost to acquire a customer. And it's actually quite impressive that Lemonade is actually able to acquire their customers at, I think, a low cost. The result of all these three things, of trying to bring down costs in this hyper-efficient manner, the result is that the cost of the policy to the end user is actually cheaper than many other insurance providers. And this provides a very strong value proposition. My question, though, is this value proposition sustainable? Can other companies catch up? Or is Lemonade just a different breed or different beast at its core? Do they have some type of different angle on efficiency? And are they executing to actually improve their efficiency and lower their costs even further going forward? All right, now let's look at the second area to really give a substantially better product. And that is Lemonade needs to, or any new company, needs to be improving and giving a better product in terms of features or performance. And in terms of insurance, they need to have better trust and better brand and even perhaps better coverage of policy. Now let's look at how Lemonade is attempting to do this. At least this is kind of my view at this time, at this moment. Number one, Lemonade is trying to make claims easy. When you file a claim, let's say you have renter's insurance or homeowner's insurance, a lot of the process to file a claim is very simple. You go into their app and you type in what you need and a chatbot comes on, and a lot of times it's automated. And sometimes the claims are actually processed on the spot, right, and instantly. But sometimes I think it's tough to get through to people on the phone, because Lemonade has this hyper-efficiency kind of focus where they really believe in the power of machine learning and the power of chats and the power of kind of automating service. I've read through hundreds, if not thousands, of App Store reviews, and Lemonade gets actually a great App Store kind of rating of 4.9 stars. However, there are kind of this repeated kind of claims or repeated reviews for certain people who are kind of disappointed that they aren't able to get through to Lemonade on the phone when they have kind of a problem with their denied claim. So I'm curious about how Lemonade is going to approach this in the future. How will they kind of compensate for kind of, I would say the coldness, but let's say, you know, the efficiency, right, of having automated customer service with also the personal touch of being able to talk to someone on the phone. Further, Lemonade is working with reinsurers, meaning that Lemonade doesn't really cover in terms of the actual insurance needs or claims fully, and they cover and they share actually the coverage and the responsibility with other reinsurance companies. So it might be a challenge where Lemonade needs to actually agree on certain guidelines together with these reinsurers. So the question is, can Lemonade provide actually better coverage than other insurance companies or the incumbents? And they might be stuck in some ways because they have to agree on kind of a certain level of coverage with their reinsurers, and that kind of might put their hands tied. And so they might be in a place where they can provide faster claims, right? And they might improve the claim process, but my big question is kind of, can they actually improve the actual coverage, right? Cover more things, right, in their policies than other companies for even a cheaper price. The second thing I think Lemonade is doing to try to improve the overall product and service, right, of their offering is, number two, they're trying to do the right thing. As part of their company, they give back some of the unused premiums to various charities. And actually, Lemonade customers are able to vote on which charities, right, get that type of money. Further, Lemonade is a B Corp, which means that, sure, they have a responsibility to make profit, but they also have a responsibility for social good. And for Lemonade, that's a very important part of their DNA. They want to align themselves with customers, not trying to put themselves at odds with customers. And by doing so, they think they can establish more trust and a higher brand loyalty than other insurance companies. Now, the third thing they're doing to improve the product is the use of multi-line policies. So Lemonade started out with renter's insurance, and recently, this past year, they've moved into pet insurance. They've also moved into homeowner's insurance, and this quarter, they're starting to move into life insurance. So these are actually a lot of different categories that Lemonade is moving into. However, a lot of other incumbent kind of large insurance companies, they have a lot of these insurance products as kind of more siloed divisions, and they don't really cross-pollinate or share a lot of information and resources with each other. However, for Lemonade, my hunch is that it all just goes under, right, their company, and they're super lean and super efficient, and they're actually using most of the same parts of their company to service all of their lines of insurance products. So the claims process is very similar, or the sign-up process is very similar. And so Lemonade is able to leverage, right, their existing technology to offer more lines of products for their customers. The fourth area that Lemonade is trying to improve their product compared to other insurance companies is the area of communication. See, for low-cost renter's insurance, Lemonade has been giving kind of a chatbot experience where you can interact with a chatbot called Maya. And a lot of people think that's great. And I've actually used, right, the chatbot to get a homeowner's insurance quote. And it's actually quite impressive. And I think it might be great for a lot of people. But my question is, when you move up into higher priced insurance categories, let's say like homeowners insurance or life insurance, perhaps people want to speak with a person directly. So my question is, how will Lemonade address this? Will they have a different approach in dealing with homeowners insurance and life insurance customers? Will they offer, right, a different way of customer service where people can actually call up and speak to a person directly? Overall, as a new company, Lemonade has various challenges ahead. They need to offer a substantially better product, I think, at a lower cost to really stand out and to establish a position and grow that position over time. However, Lemonade is actually out to a great start. They already have, like, I think, about 1 million customers. And recently, JD Power had a study and they ranked Lemonade Insurance as the number one company in terms of renters insurance in terms of customer satisfaction. So the question is, can they dominate pet insurance and homeowners insurance and life insurance with that same kind of high customer satisfaction, meaning in terms of the high standard of the products and services they give, while driving down the costs of their insurance products lower than existing incumbent insurance companies? In my interview with the Lemonade CEO, Daniel Schreiber, I kind of want to get into his mind and into his thought process. I want to see how he's viewing, right, the strategy for his company going forward. Exactly what is he thinking in terms of what is Lemonade's competitive advantage? Is it sustainable? Is it growing over time? And how can they really, right, dominate one insurance product category at a time? All right, I hope this video was helpful. If it was, please consider liking the video because it helps really get the word out. And if the interview goes as planned, I hope to release the recording on Tuesday morning. Please consider subscribing to my channel so you can keep updated. On my channel, I'm looking at investment topics and the world through different lenses, always trying to question and get beneath the surface of things. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and every one of my YouTube videos are actually on an audio podcast as well. Just go to your favorite podcast player and type in Dave Lee on investing. Hope to see you in my next video. Thanks.